This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. The Liberal Saints. Andrine Kaufman's murals in Chicago's Third Unitarian Church honor heroes of the liberal spirit. By Donald E. Skinner. Photographs by David Boulanger. They are there every Sunday in the sanctuary of Third Unitarian Church in Chicago. Martin Luther King, Jr., Jane Addams, Joseph Priestley, Thomas Jefferson. Many Unitarian Universalist places of worship are adorned sparingly, having at most a quilt or a congregational banner on the wall. But Third Unitarian is rich in artwork. 24 Saints of Liberalism circle the sanctuary or greet people in vestibules and stairwells, their painted images gazing down on the gathered congregation. In 1956, Andrine Kaufman, a Third Unitarian member who was a muralist and longtime instructor at the Art Institute of Chicago, was inspired by a sermon to create the portraits. The sermon, by the Reverend E.T. Buhrer, minister at Third Unitarian from 1941 to 1969, was entitled The Saints of Liberalism. The sermon led Kaufman to paint 24 figures, many of them mentioned in the sermon. She finished the first one, of U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, in 1956. She made most of the rest of the series between 1957 and 1963. She added a final mural of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. in 1969, a year after he was killed. The figures, ranging from 20 inches to 6 feet tall, are painted on ceramic tiles and mounted on the brick walls of the sanctuary. The figures include the ancient sages Socrates, Jesus, Siddhartha Gautama, and Confucius. Roger Williams, the 17th-century Baptist preacher and advocate of church-state separation. The 19th-century Unitarian ministers William Ellery Channing, James Martineau, and Theodore Parker, and the 18th-century scientist and Unitarian minister Joseph Priestley. Depicted alongside the Unitarians in one mural are two American patriots and free thinkers, Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine. Other murals honor U.S. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, who freed America's slaves, and Woodrow Wilson, who promoted the League of Nations. Kaufman dedicated murals to a variety of social justice leaders. Settlement House founder Jane Addams, the Progressive-era Governor of Illinois John Peter Altgeld, suffragist Susan B. Anthony, Mohandas Gandhi, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and the African-American abolitionist and suffragist Harriet Tubman. Kaufman also dedicated murals to writers Albert Camus, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and Walt Whitman. Longtime church member Eleanor Lukashevsky, a member of the Women's Alliance, noted that not all the saints were Unitarian or Universalists, but all of them supported at least some Unitarian or Universalist beliefs. There are common threads of peace or justice-making, she said. At the close of the sermon that inspired Kaufman, Buhrer described the saints this way. Our saints come from every age, every nation, and every race, black and red, brown and white. They are Catholic, Protestant, Hindu, Confucian, Buddhist, pagan, and Jew. They are not in the familiar Christian tradition. We do not think of them as intercessors in heaven with special access to a divine source of purity and truth. They are real men and women, fighting the battles of the world and leading the progress of mankind. Kaufman's portrait of Buhrer faces the main entrance of the church. Another mural not in the sanctuary is that of Walt Whitman, which hangs in a stairway to the second level of the sanctuary. Whitman didn't approve of organized religion, and so we didn't think we should put him in the sanctuary, said Lukashevsky. In 2008, a self-portrait of Kaufman was found in a closet at the church. The Women's Alliance had it framed and hung in a special ceremony as part of Third Unitarian's 140th anniversary. Other drawings by Kaufman were found at the same time, and some were sold to collectors. The Reverend Brian Covell, Third Unitarian's minister since 2003, said the murals add another dimension to worship. I find it inspiring and more than a little daunting to preach while surrounded by our saints, he said. They are inspiring due to the depth and range of philosophical insights that they represent. It's easy to think about Gautama and Goethe in symbolic, ongoing conversation with themselves and others. At the same time, Covell said, I'm challenged by the standards of eloquence, profundity, and ethical living set by the Reverend Bure's heroes. I suspect many in the congregation have reached similar conclusions. Ms. Kaufman's art adds, in my view, an understated level of adornment to our otherwise unadorned and uncluttered sanctuary. He added, while it's possible to see the pieces as dated, and some folks do, expressing concerns about a lack of gender balance, far more men than women, and low representation from a wide range of cultures, most of the comments I hear from guests and members alike are positive. He said more than one person has viewed the sanctuary and made a comparison to the figures in Catholic churches, gazing down from their niches. Lukashevsky said the congregation has tried but hasn't been able to learn much about Kaufman. She was apparently most active in the 1940s and 50s at Third Unitarian. After that, I think her health was not good, Lukashevsky said. Born in 1905, Kaufman served for 40 years as an instructor in drawing and painting at the Art Institute and was chair of the school's Division of Fine Arts for part of that time. She died in 1993. Kaufman created 30 other murals and 12 bas-reliefs for public buildings in the Midwest under the Depression-era Works Progress Administration Federal Art Project. Donald E. Skinner is a UU World contributing editor, a member of the Shawnee Mission Unitarian Universalist Church in Overland Park, Kansas. Skinner is also the editor of the UUA's Interconnections newsletter for congregational leaders, www.uua.org/interconnections. See more of the murals online at UU World's photo gallery, flickr.com/UUWorld. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.